You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Legal Corner, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Joining us today is Mr. Scott Smith. He's a leading real estate investor and asset protection attorney and the founder of Royal Legal Solutions, one of the nation's top asset protection firms. He's sharing with us today some of the specific high-power secrets that enable his clients to not only thrive, but also become effectively judgment-proof in court. Mr. Smith, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, it's great to be here today. We do so much in terms of sharing content all over the web, from the Real Estate Nerds podcast that we do, and just helping investors that are just the average investor, no matter where they are in the country, that owns between, you know, 1 and 20 properties, make sure that they're operating correctly, are protected, and maximizing their tax savings. I'm excited to be able to share some of that content with you today, Eric. Wherever you want to go, I'm happy to follow your lead.
Sounds good, and we're certainly ready to hear and learn all that you have to share with us here today. So for starters, is it true that 95% of business owners will face a lawsuit?
Yeah, if you look over the lifetime and you just look over the court data, there's a 95% probability as a business owner and real estate investor that you're going to go and be involved in a major lawsuit. The question becomes is not if you're ever going to be sued. There's nothing you can do to prevent yourself from, you know, somebody else deciding they want to sue you. What you can do, though, is make sure that you're proactively protected from it. So that way somebody can try to sue you and you can really not care because your defenses are already put in place ahead of time.
And certainly what you need in place is protection, no doubt. Now, you say business owners can protect themselves from lawsuits in under a week. How is that possible?
Yeah, well, it's very simple. So typically what you need is two companies. Now, if you're a business owner, you have any, you know, substantial assets, you need one company that's going to own everything. We call that an asset holding company. It's going to own everything, and it's not going to do anything. And so what that does is it takes everything out of your personal name so somebody could sue you personally and they can't take any of your money. It belongs to this other company now. And that way, all of your money is now protected. The second company that you're going to have is what's going to be called an operations company. It's not going to own anything at all, but it's going to conduct all of your business. So that way, when you're signing contracts and emails, whatever you're doing in your life, that goes through that other company. So when there's a lawsuit there, that's the company that they're able to come after. They can't come after you personally, and they can't come after your asset holding company. So that way you stay protected, your credit stays protected, and all of your assets stay protected just by using a very simple two-company structure. Even simple LLCs are going to be sufficient in a lot of states to be able to achieve that.
And adding on to that, what are some of the top techniques business owners can use to protect their assets?
The number one thing to do is have a two-company structure to be able to isolate all of your assets separate from all of your operations. That's key number one. Number two, have great insurance in place. I'm a big fan of insurance. You never want to skimp on insurance. However, insurance doesn't always protect you. That's a big misnomer that insurance is going to be sufficient protection. Insurance companies deny claims anytime there's something catastrophic or anytime that they just simply decide that they don't want to, leaving, you know, you holding the bag. If you have a company structure in place, even if the insurance company decides that they want to deny coverage or otherwise not protect you, you have protections in place on your own that make it sure that you don't lose, you know, everything that you've worked so hard to build. Number three in the list, you know, after we have a two-company structure and we have insurance, is you need to protect yourself from the government, which means taxes, right? And that's why business owners need to be using and maximizing things like the solo 401k. That's a 401k that you can start for your own self-employed business to shelter up to $55,000 a year with pre-tax dollars, so you don't have to give away your hard-earned money to the government. You can create your own 401k. You can loan yourself money out of that 401k to use it as your own, you know, essentially private bank. And then you can make investments with it just like you, you know, otherwise think that you would inside of real estate or any other types of deals that you'd like to. So those are our big three.
And some great information. Thanks so much for sharing today. We're joined by Mr. Scott Smith, a leading real estate investor and asset protection attorney and the founder of Royal Legal Solutions, one of the nation's top asset protection firms, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Smith, what about insurance? What does it cover and not cover?
Yeah, so insurance is going to cover only accidents. Right? And that's what we, in the legal world, we refer to as negligence. A lot of people think that insurance is going to be this catch-all thing that's going to protect them from all different types of risk. They say, oh, I have an umbrella insurance policy, and they told me that was going to be fine. And by the they there, I usually mean it's either their CPA or attorney or somebody else. It's usually some type of advisor. What they don't know is that insurance only protects against one type of risk, which is accident. It happens to be the most common, right? But it's not a catch-all. Right. And so what you have to be able to do is to combine your insurance with your asset protection, which means your company structure. And that's how you go from being mostly protected, which is what insurance gets you, to being fully protected.
Now, you also advocate the Series LLC. Get into some of those details and explain and clarify your point of view here.
Absolutely. So no matter where you live and no matter what assets you own, a Series LLC is the ideal solution for you. And the reason why is because you can form one company in a number of different states. Like, I recommend typically to form them in Texas, Delaware, or Nevada, have the strongest asset protection laws in the country, and use them anywhere else. And the reason is because with a Series LLC structure, you can operate out of one bank account with one tax return, one EIN number. But what you get is the ability to compartmentalize every single asset. So with a Series LLC, you form one company, but it can form what's called a child series of this series that you formed with the public filing. Each child series acts as if it's its own baby LLC, so to speak. So you have one parent, an infinite number of individual children, each one of them owning one asset. And so that way, if there's ever a lawsuit, they can only go after the one asset, the one piece of real estate. They can't go after any of the other pieces of real estate, and they can't come after you personally. And it's all free to scale. So what's better than free?
For sure. No doubt about that. Right with you there. Now, how does one go about setting up a Series LLC? Get into some of those details per the process.
Yeah, so it's their public filings, just like you would normally do with the state. You know, my company, Royal Legal Solutions, we put it together with people where we combine the Series LLC with anonymity. And you can accomplish that by using a trust structure, so that way people can't find out even that you own a company, or what they can't find out what assets you own. And everything is held, you know, points back to my law firm, which is then makes it all protected by the attorney-client privilege. And just it's by simple state filings that through some of these, you know, tips and tricks, you're able to create an infinitely scalable company that doesn't cost you anything more as you scale it. All of the operations stay streamlined through one bank account. And then all of the actual heavy lifting of all of the yearly operations are actually, you know, handled by my company. So that way people can just focus on investing. They can focus on running their businesses, and they don't have to worry about all of, you know, all of the paperwork and the shuffle that has to go around that. They can offload that to somebody else that takes care of it for them, which is what we're here for.
Well, certainly great to have someone like yourself out there ready to help business owners protect themselves from lawsuits. Really appreciate your visit with us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, the final tip is I would say, is two things. Number one is focus on what's going to make you the most amount of money, and hire other people to offload all the things that you're not an expert in. You're going to become a lot richer being able to doing that than you are anything else in your life, right? And then the second piece I would say to everybody to think about is to think deeply about, you know, what it is that you want to do to be able to make sure that the wealth that you're building now is going to stay protected, because these things only work. Asset protection only works in a proactive stance. You have to set them up before there's even a threat of a lawsuit for it to actually hold up in court. But if you do, you can know that you're fully protected if, you know, and when something, you know, bad eventually happens in the future.
Well, Mr. Smith, before you go, I'm sure our listeners want to know where they can get further details online on Royal Legal Solutions and how to be in best contact. Where can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the Royal Legal Solutions Facebook page. There's the RoyalLegalSolutions.com website. You can call us at 512-757-757. 3994. You can email me at scott@royaldeaglesolutions.com. And if you're a podcast listener, you're going to love listening to the Real Estate Nerds podcast, where we go with through investors and their best and worst deals and what led to them. What's the human side of real estate investing from the biggest and best real estate investors in the industry? I interview all of them, and we, you know, dive through the nitty-gritty of what it really takes to be successful and how to avoid really bad deals.
And Real Estate Nerd sounds like a great podcast to tune into. Again, Mr. Smith, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Great, Eric. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to seeing everybody at the Real Estate Nerds podcast.
And there you go. We've been speaking with Mr. Scott Smith, a leading real estate investor and asset protection attorney and the founder of Royal Legal Solutions, one of the nation's top asset protection firms. And for further details, visit royallegalsolutions.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.